USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weapons, large clips, smoke bombs, bullets, fireworks. How does someone get on the subway with all that weaponry? New York City Democrat Mayor Eric Adams on CNN.
Well, remember the vastness of our system. Our system is extremely vast, one of the most vast subway systems on the globe. But we want to enhance our level of security, and that's why I'm talking about examining some of the technology out there used at ballparks and other places that you can actually detect if someone is carrying a gun.
Mayor Adams used the opportunity to call for a national response on gun control. Second Amendment advocates remind Americans Chicago has the toughest gun laws in the United States. The United States announced on Tuesday it's sending around $750 million in additional weapons to Ukraine amid the ongoing Russian invasion. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Love him or hate him, you knew him. And he will be missed.
Actor and legendary comedian Gilbert Gottfried has died. A statement from his publicist saying Gottfried died from a rare disease that can trigger a dangerously abnormal heartbeat. Gottfried also found success in voice work. One of his most notable roles was the talking duck in commercials for Aflac Insurance.
Aflac. Should ask about it at work.
Really? What's it called?
Aflac!
Gottfried was 67 years old. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mexican truck drivers blockaded bridges at the U.S. border for a second day on Tuesday to protest an order by the Texas governor meant to increase safety inspections that has snarled traffic and led business groups to warn of supply chain disruptions. Mexico's government said in a statement it rejects the inspections imposed by Texas. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House has announced President Biden will not be visiting Ukraine like other Western leaders have done recently. Former Brexit leader Nigel Farage on Newsmax says a President Trump would have been a much better leader in this time of crisis.
The big image of Boris Johnson in Kyiv the other day, I tell you what it's called. It's called leadership. Called leadership in a time of crisis. Joe Biden was hiding in his bunker at the weekends when this war first broke out. I mean, at the first sign of trouble, you would have thought the man who is supposed to be leader of the free world would have come straight to Brussels and called a NATO conference. He did nothing of the kind. Of course, he should show support in Kyiv. But actually, a real American president would meet Vladimir Putin. A real American president would try to broker a peace deal. And I am absolutely certain that if Trump was still in the White House, he would have been across the pond in no time trying to use American influence, trying to use American power to bring an end to this war.
Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill into law Tuesday removing the license and background check requirements for gun owners to carry a firearm in public. The governor did the signing just outside Gable Sporting Goods in Douglasville on Tuesday. The governor celebrated the new law, saying it will ensure citizens' right to protect themselves in public. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.